My Father by Aruna Ramanan. My father, Sri V.S. Ramanan, passed away to rest under the holy feet of Sri Bhagavan on July 21st, 2020. The last moments of his passing were peaceful, surrounded by Amma, Anand, Mani Chittappa, and Sarasa Adai. Hearing the mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, as he was being cremated, Aksharamanamalai was being chanted in devotees' homes across the globe. This is all Appa would have wanted. Yet, in worldly life, we need to write, read, and speak about Appa's life in order to inspire ourselves and share in our sense of loss. A wise woman once told me, happiness increases when shared, while sorrow when shared decreases. Growing up in Bhagavan's family, there has always been a blurring of lines between family and the devotees of Bhagavan. What I mean is, devotees considered as family, and my grandparents, parents, uncles and aunts saw devotees as family. This has been reaffirmed by several messages I have received from devotee brothers and sisters, stating that Appa had always greeted them naturally, as if they were coming to their own home when entering Sri Ramanashramam, and his message during their goodbyes, "Come back soon." Appa would recollect beautiful moments he had shared with devotees during family gatherings and outings. He would recall a long walk he had taken with Dennis Hattle in Nova Scotia, along open fields with grazing cows. Apparently, several cows, quietly going about their life, decided to run towards the fence and line up in single file to look at these two men walking briskly and reward them with their quiet curiosity for several minutes. He had a wonderful stay that time in both the Nova Scotia and New York ashramas, and was overwhelmed with the warmth and natural affection bestowed on him then. We had once taken Appa to a Thai restaurant in Connecticut and were instructing the waitress that we were vegetarians and that there should be no egg nor fish sauce in our ordered food. Appa had a slightly concerned look on his face as I was reiterating my instructions once over. When I asked him the reason for his concern, he said, "Ram Mohan is in Thailand now, and I hope he finds decent vegetarian food." Such was Appa's connection with the devotees of Bhagavan. Appa loved children, and they him. He had a ready choice of the best chocolates and candies to reward them for their spontaneous, innocent love and shy smiles. And then there is a story of our dog, Leela, who was picky about the room she slept in. She had to be in our bedroom or alone by herself. But when Appa and Amma visited, she constantly kept them company, even though neither were professed dog lovers. Appa's zest for life was very contagious. He loved gourmet chocolates, coffee, and new clothes. Get him a shirt and he would proudly sport it the same day and tell almost everyone in the ashram that Aruna got this for me. His love for a good joke is well known too. He would often call me in America to quickly narrate a joke and hang up after a hearty laugh. Another trait of Appa's that I would like to emulate is his graciousness to one and all. What is graciousness when analyzed? It has to be equanimous, spontaneous, and natural. For Appa, every devotee who entered the hallowed arch of the ashram had been beckoned by Bhagavan, and so was treated with the same warmth and smile. As long as he could walk unaided, he would be the first to receive the prasad, bhiksha, from Narayana Seva, ensuring that it was worthy of the sadhus, devotees and the poor. While Appa was totally consumed by love for Bhagavan over the last decade of his life, he would also talk about Mahatma Gandhi and his commitment to a life of truth. Appa was impatient with dishonesty and lack of transparency. He would often quote Gandhiji's statement, "Truth is God and God is truth." These are some cherished memories of my father, Sri V.S. Ramanan, who lived the life of a devotee of the devotees of Bhagavan. Anbudun Namange Lanbartha Manbaru Kanbana Edavaru Larunajala. Let me be the votary of the votaries of those who hear thy name with love, O Arunachala. Verse 104, Acharam Anamalai.